From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's been just 1 week since ballot initiatives defining marriage as a union between a man and a woman swept through 11 states, and already lawyers are filing lawsuits to overturn them. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports on the protracted legal battle that activists are anticipating.
When Georgians went to the polls last week, they were presented with Constitutional Amendment Number 1, a short and simple amendment supposedly with a single purpose.
What the voters saw was language about amending their constitution to write in this discrimination about marriage between a man and a woman.
But, says David Buckle, director of the Marriage Project at Lambda Legal, it wasn't so simple.
What was actually passed into law was not only that part, but also language about unions between persons of the same sex not being recognized, and also other sentences about the jurisdiction of the courts. So there was a lot more language that the voters didn't see.
And therein hangs a lawsuit. Buckle's organization and the Georgia ACLU claim that people didn't really know what they were voting for when they amended the Constitution, so the amendment is invalid. In fact, he says, there could be a number of lawsuits in other states in the future. He says some of the ballot initiatives are misleading, as in Georgia. Some are vague, as in Ohio, Arkansas, and Louisiana. And he says all of the initiatives are discriminatory and unconstitutional. Matt Daniels, who heads the Alliance for Marriage and crafted the federal marriage amendment that's supported by the president, has a different take on the lawsuits. He says not only are they baseless, but they're a strategic attempt to thwart the will of Americans and the democratic process.
The only reason this is in court is not because it's a matter for courts, but because the forces behind this movement know very well that their agenda is radically unpopular. They have contempt for the values of most Americans and for the democratic process that we saw in operation on Election Day.
Daniels says that lawsuits like the one in Georgia, which was filed in state court today, are only the first stage. The second, more sweeping stage, will involve the federal courts and federal law. And the first federal challenge was to Oklahoma's State Question 711. The initiative, which passed by 76%, prohibits giving the benefits of marriage to gay couples and amends the state constitution. Two couples filed in federal court last Wednesday, claiming that the state initiative is unconstitutional. And they went a step further. They claim that the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, which allows states to ignore gay weddings in other states, violates the U.S. Constitution.
Until someone takes on the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, really all of the state laws aren't going to help us that much.
That's Sharon Baldwin, one of the plaintiffs in the Oklahoma suit. She says it's illegal to give her and her partner fewer rights than gay couples in Massachusetts who are considered married. Moreover, she says, the federal law is unfair even to those couples in Massachusetts because the federal law does not consider them married.
They may think, okay, we're legally married in Massachusetts, we can file our income taxes. But they can't, because your state income taxes have to be filed in the same way that your federal income taxes have to be filed. So you can't file jointly in Massachusetts because you can't file your federal income tax jointly.
Some civil rights advocates say privately it's too soon to fight the federal government. David Buckle of Lambda Legal says activists must pick battles they can win.
If you start to rack up too many losses early on, that can make the whole process of getting to full citizenship and having all your liberty and equality much, much more difficult.
Because the losses can create legal precedents. Oklahoma State Senator James Williamson, who wrote the initiative, says he too was surprised that the Oklahoma couples are attacking the federal law. Pleasantly surprised.
We're glad that they've gone ahead and done that, because it brings the issue, makes it ripe for adjudication at this point in time rather than 10 or 15 years down the road when the justices and judges become even more liberal than they are now.
But he says in the end, the safest way to protect traditional marriage is to amend the U.S. Constitution. And he says conservatives may be emboldened to do that after last week's election. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.